That's Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto, one of the most difficult ever written. Joseph Hoffman, for whom it was composed, actually refused to perform it. He had smaller hands, which makes it especially challenging, and can even risk injury if the pianist plays large chords where the keys are far apart. Hanna Ryman is on a mission to change all this by pushing companies to build more stretto or narrow keyboards. The latest edition of her International Stretto Piano Festival starts tomorrow, and she told us what set her on this path.
Unlike Rachmaninoff, who was 6'6", I'm 5'1", and I can't reach 10 keys. I can easily reach 8 keys. I can sometimes reach 9. If I wanted to play pieces by Rachmaninoff, I would need smaller keys.
So did you even know that such a thing existed when you started?
I didn't know until my teacher mentioned Joseph Hoffman. He was actually a colleague of Rachmaninoff's. And he had several pianos made by the Steinway Piano Company because he was diminutive. So I had my Steinway piano rebuilt on my own to have narrower keys. My piano has two keyboards. One is the standard size. It was built in 1900. And my second keyboard, which I had custom built, they're exchangeable. I can take one out and put the other one in, and the piano sounds the same.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Why is this not more widely known?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Well, part of the reason is because the piano manufacturing industry would have to take on a massive project. Manufacturing has been standardized for a product that has thousands of parts. So what's needed is people playing concerts on the piano so that everybody knows that they exist.
So are there any leading international concert pianists today who use a stretto piano?
Another loaded question. Well,
why is that loaded? Is it a secret?
It has been. It's been very hush-hush for many years.
How come? That seems so funny that it's a secret. Why is that a secret?
Well, because of...
It's not like it's cheating, is it?
It's not at all. But what I just tried to explain is it will take a lot of time and energy to change the pianos that are in the concert halls all over the world. If one pianist wanted to play a tour on stretto pianos, it wouldn't be like they could just do it next week or maybe even next year.
There's a significant gender gap in the winners of major piano competitions, which are critical for young artists to make a name for themselves, to get, you know, concert opportunities, to win prize money. Men won 82% of the most recent 40 major piano competitions in the World Federation of International Music Competitions, and more than a third of these had all-male finals. Do you think that this issue that we've discussed is part of the reason for that?
100%. I am sure that once pianos that fit all of the people who are entering these competitions are implemented in the competitions, those statistics are going to change.
Because I was thinking about this because in violin, women won 75% of the first prizes. And I was wondering, is that because it's more of a level playing field, as it were?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. If there was a 6.0-inch keyboard or a 5.5-inch keyboard at the competitions, it would be interesting to see who started winning more prizes in piano competitions.
So that said, there are workarounds. We spoke earlier with Norman Krieger, who chairs the piano department at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music, and this is what he told us.
If you're talking about a great artist like Maria Jalpiresh, I have seen her play where she's so smart about how she uses her elbow and her shoulder and her torso in very, very subtle ways to focus on the musical expression of the composition and not to be hindered by the physical challenge.
What injuries have you seen with colleagues and students in the course of your career?
I know people who do not play the piano anymore because they hurt themselves so badly, they became teachers.
Here's again, this is what Professor Krieger had to say about that.
Anything from tendonitis to just sprains in the thumb and the fifth finger in particular, which is your pinky, that's where 99.9% of melodies are played, you know, those fingers. And they're the weakest fingers in the hand.
I know young women who were in such pain that they were told by their doctors to just quit the piano and not play anymore. And they are excellent pianists. They have found stretto pianos and revived their careers. And it's like a miracle. It brings so much joy and so much beautiful music making. Really, the music speaks for itself.
So before we let you go, what are your long-term goals for this initiative?
I believe that this would be the ultimate learning tool for kids. It saves time, energy, it makes learning faster. All of the people who have injuries, they won't get them in the first place if they're playing the correct size. I mean, there are multiple reasons why this very useful instrument should be used by more people.
That is Hannah Ryman. She's the CEO and founder of Stretto Piano Events. Hannah Ryman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.